I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Governor Greg Abbott appeared on Fox News touting a program he's been pushing for weeks, sending migrants who enter into Texas to Washington, D.C. by charter bus. But this time, Abbott asked Texans to personally contribute their own money to pay for the trips. The decision to crowdfund the free bus trips for migrants is a new development from when he initially announced on April 6th that it would be paid for by Texas taxpayers. At the time, Abbott proudly presented the trips as a tough-on-immigration act of defiance against the Biden administration. But the shift to ask private donors to pay for the charter buses comes as his plan has been increasingly praised as an act of generosity by Democrats, immigration rights groups, and even the migrants who rode the buses. While those further to Abbott's right politically have panned it as a misuse of taxpayer dollars that incentivizes migrants to cross into Texas. Abbott announced the charter bus plan earlier this month as a way to get President Joe Biden's attention in response to the president's announcement that he was lifting Title 42, a pandemic-era health order that allowed immigration authorities at the border to deny entry to migrants as a way to contain the coronavirus. Officials have said the repeal of the policy will likely be followed by a sharp increase in illegal border crossings. At a time when more Texas teachers are leaving the classroom, the state's licensing board is considering a new certification exam that could help better prepare new teachers and perhaps help keep them longer in the job. On Friday, the State Board of Educator Certification will vote on whether to adopt the Educative Teacher Performance Assessment. This new licensing test requires teachers to submit answers to essay questions and provide a sample lesson plan, a 15-minute video of themselves teaching in the classroom, and report on their students' progress. Not everyone is a fan of the new test, though. The EDTPA is more expensive, costing nearly $200 more than the current Texas Teachers Licensing Exam. Experts say that additional cost creates another barrier to becoming an educator. If approved, the move would mean ditching the old exam, a test of 100 multiple-choice questions that has been in use since 2002. Critics of the current teacher certification exam have pointed out its makeup is a less-than-precise way of testing a new teacher's potential. All 100 questions on the test are multiple-choice, making it easier to pass. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org, or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief Podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app, or Amazon Alexa device. I'm Justin Dane with the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by UT Health School of Public Health, is committed to seeking bold solutions for complex problems in the field of public health. Find out more at sph.uth.edu. It's the Tribune Spring Membership Drive, and we're looking for 400 new members to support our work. Even if you're already a member and you value what you read from the Texas Tribune, help sustain it and donate now at texastribune.org/donate. And thank you.